You're listening to The Weekly Experiment, a segment on WBOI that explains the science of our everyday world.
Hi, I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Today on The Weekly Experiment, we're asking the question, what's a bearded dragon? One of my favorite animals to keep on display at science centers is a lizard. Hardy, friendly, easy to keep, affordable, they're great representatives of a type of reptile, more specifically, a type of lizard. I'm talking about bearded dragons. Their beard isn't hair, since they're not mammals. The beard refers to scales that look like spikes, which are on a flap of skin below their jaw. Both males and females have the spiky scales. If they feel threatened, such as by a predator or in a fight over territory, they'll puff up and expand their throat to look more intimidating. Biologists call this type of behavior a defense mechanism. Sometimes they'll also open their mouth at the same time. This is called gaping. They can also darken their throat and neck to look more intimidating. Even though this type of lizard is called dragon, it's not a dragon like in a movie or TV show. They're only about 2 feet long, from tip of nose to end of tail, and they don't fly or spit fire, or eat people. They do eat insects, mealworms, earthworms, fruits, vegetables, and greens, so they're omnivores. Their scientific name is Pogona. It comes from pogon, the Greek word for beard. Bearded dragons are native to Australia. They're found in dry, arid, hot, rocky areas like Australia's deserts. These lizards are highly adapted to live in that hot environment. Not only does mouth gaping act as a defense, but it also helps with temperature regulation. If it's hot, they'll gape to allow moisture in their mouth to evaporate and cool their body. A study by researchers at the University of Melbourne in Australia found that bearded dragons will change color depending on outside temperatures. They'll turn light when it's hot and dark when it's cold. The lighter tan and yellow colors reflected visible and invisible wavelengths of sunlight, cooling the lizards. The darker brown colors on cold days absorbed more sunlight, warming the lizards. Try this home activity to experiment with color and temperature. Get two identical glasses or cups. Wrap one in white paper, the other in black paper. Put them in the sun for a bit. Bring them inside and check their temperature with a thermometer. Repeat the experiment a number of times with styrofoam cups, large cups, and small cups, and compare your differences. Well, we've just learned a little bit about bearded dragons. I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Thanks for joining me here on WBOI for The Weekly Experiment.
The Weekly Experiment is produced by Rob Martinez. You can hear The Weekly Experiment during WBOI's SciTech Saturday afternoon matinee. You can also hear this episode again in the program section of our website at wboi.org.